Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts. And pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. And good morning, Mini Dane. I'm Alex Cassano with your Make It Rain news update. Does he give you tips and tricks to win as much cash as you, Dane? Or is it like
just currently being inflated and going away.
All right, cool. All right, hi, Mini Dane. Bye, Mini Dane. Let's start with the college football playoff, guys. Top four hasn't changed. LSU still remains number one spot. Ohio State at two, Clemson at three, and Georgia at four. Alabama stays at number five despite the Tua injury in their victory over Mississippi State. And Oklahoma moves up to number nine after a comeback win over Baylor. So there's something to keep an eye on in your college football playoffs. Let's move on to some NBA action. I know Venmo Brian downstairs is going to like this one. LeBron James becomes the first player in NBA history to get a triple-double against every single team. The Lakers took down the Thunder 112-107. LeBron James finished with a 25-point, 11-rebound, 10-assist triple-double. Anthony Davis added 34 points and 7 rebounds as well. For the Thunder, Danilo Gallinari, 25.6 rebounds, but it was Dennis Schroeder who topped the team with 31 points and 4 rebounds. So congratulations to LeBron and the Lakers. They're atop of the league. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. Let's keep LeBron in our minds as he continues to dominate the league. The Pelicans take down the Blazers 115-104 as Carmelo Anthony's debut gets spoiled by New Orleans. CJ McCollum finishes with 22 points and 5 assists. Hassan Whiteside with a double-double of 14 points and 14 rebounds. Carmelo Anthony in his debut finished with 10 points and 4 rebounds. It was nice to see him back on the court in double zero this time, hitting his threes and making his mark and presence felt. For the Pelicans, Drew Holiday finished with a double-double of 22 points and 10 rebounds, and Brandon Ingram getting involved with 21 points and 7 rebounds. Guys, let's go to the NFL, where none other than Antonio Brown is back in the news. He issued a public apology to Patriots owner Robert Kraft over Twitter. He said, quote, "Mr. This is a great one. Mr. Kraft, I apologize," and listen to the grammar too, guys. "I apologize sincerely to you for for you and your organization, exclamation point. All I wanted to be was an asset to the organization, semicolon. Sorry for the bad media and the drama, exclamation point. Thank you, sincerely, AB. Now, I mentioned the grammar because there's speculation that somebody from his camp wrote that and not Antonio Brown because he's...
Yeah, you think he's using semicolons usually?
Or exclamation points like that in proper sentences. Like, he never does that. So it's interesting to see what exactly happened with this. And because, you know, a member a couple weeks ago, he was ripping the team and ripping the NFL for how they treated him.
The dude could be bipolar.
You know what? Vontaze Burfict caused
that. And if he is, let's just not talk about it anymore. who knows?
It's after that hit from Vontaze Burfict, man. Everything changed.
He lost his pastor, all that stuff. Yeah. I don't want to deal with him anymore. In the same way, talk to me about Cap when he's really in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to me about AB. No one's bringing this guy on.
Yeah, it's crazy. Unbelievable. But they're saying now all the fans are like, oh my gosh, he's going to return to the Patriots. He apologized. He's had a change of heart. Yeah, no, that's...
Doesn't
That's
he still, if he was ever back in the league, doesn't he technically have maybe a suspension because of the domestic violence thing hanging over his head?
There's still no final
verdict
on that.
That's the interesting thing here, guys, because the foundation of this story comes from the fact that while we were all gushing over the Kaepernick, the dog and pony show, and Myles Garrett getting suspended, he met with Goodell in the NFL, and nobody talked about it. So he's expecting, and his camp is expecting to be... absolved of anything this week. So that's why the timing of this post is so unique, because while everyone was making, Myles Garrett, Kaepernick, nobody was talking about him actually meeting with Goodell in the NFL. That's already come and gone, and his people think it's coming, guys. He's going to be absolved of any wrongdoing. He's going to be cleared to play. There is going to be a team that signs him before it's all said and done here, especially a playoff team. The question is, do the Patriots allow him to go somebody else, or do they bring him in? Because I don't want him going to my competitor. I'll tell you that. He makes the team better regardless.
You think the Patriots will still consider him even after they take his money away and they all that jazz?
Well, I mean, listen, they're going to pay him anyway. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So, if you apologize to, he's not apologizing to Kraft out of no reason. They really do think now after that meeting, he's going to be cleared. And if he's cleared, that means he's a free agent. Anybody can sign him. Anybody. So
the one thing in there, Joe, is the assumption that the league is going to clear him, right? That his people think.
I'm going to assume the sun comes up tomorrow, too. But the reality is he's already done everything he needs to do. They're just going to go ahead and rely. And if a team like Robert Kraft says, picks up the phone and calls Goodell and says, we want him back, move the damn, get it. What is the NFL waiting on? They had their interview. They've met with everybody. He was the last one. Make the decision. What are you going to do? Don't hold them up.
Do we trust the NFL to be consistent?
If a owner wants him, yes. I do think they'll pick up the phone and tell Goodell. Make up your mind. What are we doing?
We'll see what happens with the NFL with that one. Maybe Robert Kraft has a magic touch and can get under.
I don't think Kraft wants him going to Baltimore.
I don't think he does either. I don't want him to go into Baltimore either. But we'll see. We got some action tonight, too. Akron in Miami, Ohio, Toledo, and Buffalo for college football. All right, going to send it back to the guys on Make It Rain.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two here. Make it rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Want to send a big shout out and a welcome to those of you. Pluto TV, the audience, channel 517. Thank you very much for stopping by, making us a part of your morning. Also, make sure you find us on YouTube, Sports Grid Network. You guys will get all the fantasy and sports wagering advice and knowledge you need all the time. Also on Instagram, make sure you check us out there at Sports Grid TV. Yeah, the interesting part about the Antonio Brown and the apology that he posted is all about timing. I mean, the timing is everything in this world, and he is not apologizing for a team he's got a grievance filed against if he, in fact, does not feel that there is a chance he is going to get absolved, which, the NFL said they were waiting to meet with him. They met with they met with everybody now. So the NFL's got to, it's now time to get off the pot. Because of his status as a free agent, guys, that means he can go anywhere. So the only thing holding back a team would have been well, we don't know. We're still investigating. We got to meet with this. Well, it's already done. And in fact, somebody that he walked out of that meeting with led him to believe that this was going to be sooner rather than later. They will go ahead and announce it. Now, if the feeling is inside the circles of the NFL that Goodell and company is going to be like, okay, let's go. Well, then the Patriots have a decision to make, because if they don't sign him and there is no threat of him not being eligible, I can guarantee you there are going to be competitors in the AFC, even the NFC, that are going to pick up the phone and call him, because he, without a doubt, love him or hate him, December and January, he's got a ton of value in this league this year still. So he is a guy that could make or break a team's run to the Super Bowl. And what do you do if you're the Patriots? What do you do if you're Robert Kraft? He's obviously extending an olive branch, whether it's real or not, whether it's sincere or not. From a public perception standpoint, it's sincere. Look, he's saying he's sorry, Robert Kraft. What do you, you know, what do you, you're going to pay him anyway. So why not have him work for you and not for another team, Dane?
Listen, there'll be a market just like there was for Josh Gordon. I'm just not there with you yet, Joe, on the idea that Goodell and the NFL will, in fact, clear or reinstate him. I don't know that that's going to happen.
Well, if it does, he's going somewhere. He ain't going to be sitting on the sidelines. I can promise you that.
Definitely. I just don't know. That's a big if for me.
Craft, what are you going to do?
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
What's up, I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
So week 13 of the college football season underway last night in the MAC. And, of course, once again, delivers two polar opposite halves in just amazing MAC faction last night. You had one game that a total of 21 points was scored in the first half. It was a 14-7 game, and you're going, wow, all right, it's going to be a low-scoring game here. The under might be in, but yeah. The second half line was 26 points. And if you've been following along, whatever happens in the first half, and a complete opposite happens in the second half. And sure enough, there were fireworks over hits, not only in the second half, over hits in the game. These MAC action games, if nothing else, guys, give you a great opportunity to dive into some live betting, because Eastern Michigan, that was the perfect example of having access to that, monitoring the movement, seeing what's going on. They were a 4-point dog in that game, guys. Think about that. A 4-point dog into that. And all of a sudden, right before kickoff, a whole lot of money came flying in there, Dane, made him a 3-point dog. And as you can see, that doesn't happen last second unless somebody's dropping a whole lot of money on on Eastern Michigan. And it turned out to be right, guys, because they boat raced them there in the second half and the over hit. And you mentioned it. There's a game tonight where this is a shining example
Explain
of why we
jump.
We bet numbers, we don't teams, right? That's what we tell you. And as hard as you got to have to stomach it, guys, and trust me, I know, the Akron Zips, and I still have not gotten clarification on what the hell a Zip is, but the Akron Zips taking on the Redhawks here of Miami, Ohio. How do you have a 35, 34, 35-point spread and only a 42, what, total? I mean, that's, well.
It's a little less dramatic than that. What I'm staring at on FanDuel right now is 31 as a spread and 43 as a total. But, you know, they're telling you very specifically, Joe, that this is a 35-7 final, right? Or this is a 38-3 game, right? That's what they're telling you. And there's very little wiggle room there, right? Conceptually, how do they get that working margin with only that many total points scored? There's a very limited range of outcomes that can cover 31 points and total 43. We are literally talking 37-3, 38-3. It can't even be 35-10. You know what I mean? Like, they are giving you a very specific range of outcomes that they think is going to happen. Now, tomorrow, if we wake up, Joe, you know, and Miami of Ohio wins this game 37-3, I'm going to be like, damn, all right, fine. But that's, there's not a lot of, that's a thin needle to thread there, Joe.
Well, it opens up and you've got about 65% of the bets. You got about 75% of the money all coming in on the Redhawks here tonight in this game with 31 points, keep in mind, right? But it hasn't moved. So 31 points has been kind of stationary there, and yet all the money coming in, you know, a majority of the money seems to be coming in on what's happening here with the Redhawks. But why is it not going to 34, 35? Why is it not going all the way up there? Well, that's because somebody, believe it or not, is holding their nose, or some significant bets are coming in on the Zips. And again, I don't know what the hell a Zip is. Maybe that's the problem. The reason that people and the public and everybody else is laughing at this is because they are the first team, and we were alerted to this last week when they played during the week. You had a team that was 0-9 last week. No team had ever gone to start the season 0-10 with a record and 0-10 against the spread.
Oh, wow.
Well, they won that, so they've already got – now they're in the record book. So the question is, do they make it 0-11? Do they continue here with the year and against the spread? And the problem is, Dan, you got to understand that because we know they're historically bad, the public knows they're historically bad. And the books know they're historically bad. This line, without a doubt, is inflated because of that fact, because of the perception. And you and I know the books bake that into the number because they know the public is going to go, oh, stop. This line, realistically, in all of the power rankings and the numbers that I've looked at, this is more of a 25-26 line, minus 25-26. So they've basically padded this and baked in an extra touchdown. Yeah, somewhere between 5 to 7 points of value is what you're getting on the Zips. But the books know, the recreational better and the public, they ain't, there is nothing I can tell them that is going to make them back the Zips. So the book knows it. So the book knows you're going to keep No matter what number they throw up there, they're going to keep pushing the envelope right up until the, you know, the big money starts coming in and pushing it back down. But they know it, which is why it is so important, guys. And I know this is a killer for you. The idea of having to bet on a historically all-time bad team is nauseating in a lot of aspects. But if, Dane, if we're going to tell people bet numbers, not teams, yeah, this is what we're talking about, isn't it?
It is. And I would almost take it a step further, Joe. Can I, because of, you know, what we always say is correlate the bets together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, not only the plus 31, but take the under also, right? Or could I even move it? Maybe I don't want to tease something that's already this high, and maybe that's silly. But what if I get it to plus 37 and then go under, say, 49?
Well, but you also know, you're right, it is a correlated bet. If you are going to back Miami of Ohio and the Red Hawks here, and you are going to, it's the only way it can is go over, because that's it. Otherwise, you're not laying 31 points and hoping that they score 35. You're saying they're going
to
score 45 points. They're going
to
score 45 points. It's not going to be close. So the only overplay here is if you are betting the Red Hawks, you are not taking the zips here and taking the over because you think they're going to contribute enough.
You take Akron and the under.
It's the only way to go. This is
right. So it's almost like, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, though, Joe, like, however you feel about this game with the 31, right? Why not also play the total with it?
Yeah, you got to correlate it because it's only one of two things are going to happen.
Throw it in there, make it a parlay. And if you like the way, if you know the way this game is going to go, or you feel strongly about the way this game is going to go, throw the total in with it, add, you know, make it a two-teamer and get a bigger bang for your buck. Because if you like one way, it's very clear what the total has to be in order for that bet to come through.
You got to hold your nose, not eat before you watch the game.
All right,
and back the zips if you're going to go with the under, guys. I mean, it's that simple.
Now, but if you like Miami of Ohio, then bet the over also.
That's the only way to go. You're not going to back them just because you think they're going to score 33-0 here, guys. You're going
to
do it
38-6.
You think they're going to run them. But I will say this. There's no incentive for Miami of Ohio to put their foot on the gas here at any stretch because there's only 2 weeks left. Their hope is win this game and get to a MAC championship. And the only way that happens, obviously they have to win, but they also have to stay healthy. And with an easy win like this, you can count on the second half. And that's why you need to keep an eye on it. As crazy as MAC football is, there's no upside for them, Dane, to just continue to pour it on. If they are up, let's say 28-3 at halftime, there is zero incentive for them to come out, start throwing the ball, and try to score another 40 points. Their goal is to get the win on the road, I believe. Are they home or are they on the road?
In Miami of Ohio.
There's absolutely no reason for them. They'll run the ball, they'll manage the clock, and that'll be the end of it there. There's no reason to win this game 85-0. And if we're talking about it, you think the kids on the Zips don't know this? You don't think they already know they're in the book? So you're going to get an inspired effort, whether it's good or not. But you have to be willing to bet a team that is 0-10 on the year and 0-10 in the history books, Dane. That's not always easy ask for people to go, you bet who? Like, what? You bet the
Zips? But remember, we don't make bets so that it sounds good when we're telling our friends.
Exactly.
We make bets because we find the edge. And if you want the edge, get on the damn grid. So it sounds like, Joe, we like this plus 31 tonight.
To me, give me the Zips. I don't know what it is. I will figure out what the hell an Akron Zip is.
If we get the clear, then we know how that one looked out.
Is it a zipper? Like,
so let's see what
it is, but I'm back. I don't care. Give me the 31 and the Zip. Zippers, whatever the hell they are. It's a terrible name, but I'm still backing you. Too many points.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely might be time for you to put your money where your mouth is, especially tonight. The Zips are in action here. The Zips and the Red Hawks, a little MAC action football. Open yourself up a sports wagering account. Bet on the game. FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook, is where to go. FanDuel.com/grid. Why? Well, you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's right. You get a free bet of up to $500 simply by opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You've got point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, guys. Whether it's college or pro sports, you are in control just by heading over to FanDuel.com/grid. Open the new account, claim your free wager of up to $500, and do it today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only, eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And want to welcome you in here to Make It Rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. He is Dave Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. We are breaking down MAC action football here tonight. Monster slate of games here. 39 college basketball games, 11 NBA games, 2 NHL games, and a pair of college football games here in the MAC, which always proves to be fun and exciting. But we had mentioned the Akron Zips, a 31-point underdog tonight on the road, yep, taking on Miami of Ohio. And we couldn't figure out what the hell a Zip is.
We got it.
If you're going to be a Zip, like, I'm like, is it Zipper? Like, who would name a school? Who would give you a Zipper? Like, that makes no sense. Like, what the hell is Zips? And the crack team in the pit there, Bavona, put his nose to the ground there, man. Yep. Sniff this out. What is it, Bavona? What is an Akron Zip?
All right, so what we got here. Oh, there he is.
Zip. An Akron mm-hmm. Zip, according to the most reliable source of all, Wikipedia.
Oh, the internet.
Yes. The Zip's name comes from zippers, also known as rubber overshoes made by the B.F. Goodrich Company of Akron that were popular in the 1920s and 30s. In 1925, a campus-wide contest had been conducted to choose a nickname for the university's athletic teams. Suggestions submitted by students, faculty, and alumni included the Golden Blue Devils, the Tip Toppers, the Ooh. Rubbernecks, the Hillbillies.
There's the Ooh. One.
Hold on. Oh. The Kangaroos and the Chevaliers. The winner came from freshman Margaret Hamlin, who received a prize of $10 for the nickname Zippers. Athletic director Kenneth Cochran officially shortened the nickname to Zips in 1950. And by the way, guys, the university's mascot Zippy is a female kangaroo.
Well, there you go.
But they could have went kangaroo, and they didn't. But they gave the mascot to the kangaroo. Could you imagine a giant zipper, Dane, running around the field, man? Like a dude in a costume? Like, I don't even...
I could. And I would love to be that mascot, because then I would like run up on the other mascot and try to like shut his mouth and zipper him.
Yeah, whatever.
Or something like that. I'll tell you what though, Joe. If it were the Hillbillies, imagine how this would have aged. You know, when we're talking about things like the Cleveland Indians, Florida State Seminoles, I call it the Washington football team. And it's always funny, like when this comes out, I've always said in response, like, what if it was the New York, whatever, you know, like insert slur there. And imagine if there was literally a team called the Hillbillies in 2019. How it would play comparatively to some of the other caricature logos and names. What would the damn mascot be if it was Hillbillies? How caricaturish would it have been versus, say, like Chief Wahoo, the Cleveland Indians guy? What would the damn logo be like? And what would paraphernalia
like a
team
toothless
gear
guy with a bandana and a straw? Like, that's just terrible, man.
Right? Straw hat.
Zips. It is a zipper, but it's the Zips. And at least now it makes more sense. So when you're watching Anchorage get run over here tonight by Miami of Ohio, at least you know where the Zips name came from. It'll help you digest what you're about to throw up from watching that game. But I don't care. Zips or not. Now that I even like the story, now that we've actually got, I like the Zips even better. Give me the 31 points.
We bet numbers, not emotions, though.
No, I'm with you, but I do the Zips. I would have liked the Hillbillies. I'd like to be betting on the Hillbillies more.
I'm laying 31. Give me the Hillbillies at 31.
Give me the Hillbillies at 31. I can't. Oh, very nice. Very good, Bavona. Very nice.
The Hillbillies, right? And you know where you get your talent from, you know what I mean, in that part of the country. How would it be like going into a living room? Right? And pitching these parents, or God forbid, like grandparents of a five-star recruit, and be like, yeah, come on, join the Hillbillies.
That's it. Come on, man.
You think
we that'd
got be good recruiting in some of the parts in, in urban Ohio, shall we say?
I don't think that would land very well.
That's what I'm saying.
At all. Yeah.
I don't know that they'd be getting the same recruiting talent coming in to rep the Hillbillies.
Pretty sure that would have changed the entire history of the Akron Zips there. That is for sure. Or the, what was it? The Tip Topper. That would have been terrible, too.
The Hilltoppers. Kangaroo is cute. Let's see. Cool with that.
Yep. I'd have been good with the Kangaroo. Yep.
Sure.
Blue. Yeah, sure. I'd have been good. The Blue Devils, did they? They would have stole Duke, man. That would have not been fun. That was no good.
Stick to animals, people. Just stick to damn animals.
Easier to get done. Like, it's so much easier to get done. Mascots, logos, everything else. It's so much easier to get done. The other game tonight, too, much easier. The Buffalo Bulls. Yeah, no figuring that out, Dane. That's pretty simple stuff. So the Buffalo Bulls taking on Toledo. Now, this is the opposite, Dane. This is a game where Buffalo, I think it opened up at -7. It's been pushed to -8. This is a game where there, in all likelihood, is going to be some points in this game. What is the total right now?
FanDuel's up to 9.
Wow. All right. So a lot of money coming in on Buffalo then.
Yep.
Interesting. How about the total? What are you showing in the total here?
Our friends over at FanDuel have it on the number at 54.
Interesting. Well, Toledo 1-5 against the number, guys, on the road this year. They are not good. This one's what is the weather like in Buffalo this time of year? I got to imagine it's going to be 8 degrees.
Not good. And what is it like people in Toledo and Ohio? It's not like they're, it's like they're used to with that.
Yep.
It's not like the shares going up, you know?
The Bulls definitely have the better defense, but I do think this is one of these games, Dan, where they might put some points on the board here tonight, guys. Get ready. This ain't going to be what you're watching in Akron. This is at what? Both start at 7:30, I think, right?
7:30 kickoffs from both games tonight.
7:30. All right. So at least they're both going on. So when you throw up at the Zips, you can turn over to Buffalo and watch a halfway decent game. But in the meantime, you got a game coming up
tonight. Can I turn it into a drinking game? Bet like how many times a ridiculous buzzword is said?
I don't even know if they'll do. I see. Now I got to listen because I'm like, will they hit the Zips? Will they tell you how many times will they use the word Zips?
All right.
I don't even think they will. I don't even think nobody even knows what the hell a Zip is. There. God darn it. Now you made me watch it. Now I gotta watch this damn game, dude, with the sound on. Everything I say not to do, I'm gonna have to do tonight.
Up. Just get the numbers, Joe. And remember, this is a close your eyes special, right? So we do not have to watch the game. Just watch your balance afterwards.
Or I could just get drunk anyway, and it won't really won't make a difference, and I'll just pretend I'll do my own play-by-play.
Tomorrow, you're a grown man. You can do what you want.
Yeah, 3:30 comes real early.
Because I don't want to get a phone call at 5:55 being like, Joe can't get up.
He watched the Zips. I don't know, man. He watched the Zips last night.
He hit the plus 31, got a little too happy. We need you an hour early.
You're going to have to get up a little earlier, Dane. I apologize for that. No, I want to be very responsible, and I don't recover like I used to, so I know better. But we do have some interesting games coming up. Of course, NFL tomorrow night. We'll start Week 12, and this is going to be a doozy there between division rivals Indy and Houston. But there are a couple of other games here tonight. We always talk about if you're a situational bettor, if you're somebody that looks at different points of the season, different games, where teams are. You'll see a lot of guys who are situational bettors, trend bettors in the NBA, for instance, and you certainly have those in the NFL. And there are some situations that are extremely interesting here, Dane, situational spots in the NFL. For instance, if you are Cleveland, right, and you've got Miami coming in here now, and you've just had to, you're in the midst of, you just lost your best defensive player, right? You got Mason Rudolph over in here. You don't know, obviously, what you're going to get. He's not the answer at quarterback. You know that. It's just been a terrible week with media attention and everything else. Meanwhile, here comes a Miami team being lost at home. But if it's one thing that we've learned about Miami and Brian Flores is you take them easy, you sleep on them, they will run you over. This is a bad spot for the Cleveland Browns because you know what else is next? Pittsburgh.
Right.
So this is a tough spot for the, I think, is it still minus 11? Are they still an 11-point favorite?
Yeah, I see it as 11 and 44 and a half.
It's a tough spot, Dane. I mean, any which way you cut it, this is a tough spot for Cleveland because there might be a little look ahead here. And, you know, Cleveland, would it surprise you if they're like, oh, we can beat Miami? Yeah, no problem.
It would not. It would not surprise me. But I stay away from this one, Joe, honestly, because listen, here's some data points on the other side. You know, Cleveland has the mini bye, right? Because they didn't play since Thursday. So right. And they're home. Right? Right. So they got a week and a half to rest up. We like that. And you know, Joe, this could go either way for me. You're absolutely right. They're in the middle of the drama and the circus, right? Mm-hmm. Remember in Jacksonville on a Thursday night, I think it was like week 3, when the Jalen Ramsey stuff was going on, and what did the Jacksonville defense do? It was the rally around him and put out a good effort. Could not the Cleveland Browns, like, you know, rally together? It's us against the world. Let's do it for Miles. And it's not like Miami's a bad spot. It's not like they're putting up 80. I know Fitzpatrick is better, but there's also the rally around together narrative that could happen in Cleveland as well.
You trust Cleveland for that? And by the way, Pittsburgh's got Cincinnati, and they're going to be laying a touchdown, and the same thing applies to them that applies to Cleveland. Keep an eye on these games. These are dangerous spots. Or Make It Rain plays next.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Yeah. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bumbling crude.
I'll take the hillbillies laying 31 if I could there, Dan. That'd be great. Thank you very much. Give me the 31 points.
They need these guys performing at Gronk Beach.
They're opening up. You got to be kidding me. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, the hillbillies.
They need to capitalize on some Fire Festival action. They should bring Ja Rule down there as well.
Yeah, he's headlining.
The Instagram video of Gronk was a little bit different than the one for Fire Festival. That was out on social media.
He will definitely not be. I think he's in jail too, Ja Rule, by the way. Welcome in, guys. It is the Akron Zips, which could have been the Hillbillies, the Akron Hillbillies, as we've learned way too much about the University of Akron here today. But we still stand fast here. Give us the 31 damn points in this game this weekend. We're ready. 0-10, we don't care. You can be 0-11, just cover the damn game. That's all. We're looking for one cover.
Right.
One cover from you. That's right. That's it. Now, we do have, we were talking about some of these situational spots there coming up in the NFL this week, week 12. It starts tomorrow. And we did mention, I mean, two that you got to keep an eye on, guys, because it's, we've seen them before. And this Cleveland-Pittsburgh dynamic, the interesting part is the schedule here, because here they are, Thursday night football, right? And everybody gets suspended or fined. It's a total chaos. So now they got to spend a week playing two of the worst teams in the NFL, in Miami for Cleveland and Cincinnati for Pittsburgh, knowing, and, you know, we call it look-aheads because that's what people, we've seen it happen a million times. The look-ahead is the rematch between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And we've already seen the video footage, right? Which, again, these players are going to be reminded all week. We caught you on tape laughing when Myles Garrett hit him over the head with the helmet. You were celebrating. You've got guys like Sheldon Richardson coming out this week and being like, you know, it's Mason Rudolph's fault. Don't start a fight. You're not able to. So there's obviously a line drawn in the sand between these two teams, and they're going to play each other a week from this, this Sunday. If that's not a look ahead, I don't know what the hell is. And you're going to play two of the worst teams in the NFL. It's not 3 points, Dane. It's 11 points with Cleveland, and it's going to be a touchdown with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. You know it's going to get up there before it's all said and done. Two extremely dangerous spots, guys, for these two teams who know, we're going to face each other here in 10 days. That's what they're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The look ahead, the trap, that is definitely live here. I can understand that narrative. Absolutely. I put out another one, though, in the previous segment, Joe. I can understand also this team, like, these teams rallying together because they know everybody's looking at them and banding together. I could see that, whether it's the you know, the offense. Because remember, also, in Pittsburgh, it's not only this narrative, all right? Juju, banged up. Connor, yes, banged up. Deontay Johnson, banged up. We do not know the status of all three of those guys. They said Connor is still up in the air, as he has been for the last month or so. So there's real football things for the Steelers in that offense also.
Bouncy's
remember,
a problem
Bouncy
too,
will be gone. Their offensive line, you know, so there's a lot of reasons. When faced with that, sometimes teams respond in the other way, Joe, and they band together like, oh, the world, us against the world kind of thing. And if they did bring their A game against the against the Dolphins or the Bengals, I do think it'd be enough for them to get by and maybe even cover. So I don't trust how either of these teams will respond. So I don't know. Instead of trying to figure it out and anticipate it, I might stay away, Joe.
I think they're fade. They're both fades for me because I've seen Mike Tomlin in this spot. Right. And if it's the one thing we know about the Steelers, and I think for even, you know, Alex in the pit will agree to this, that they play down to their competition. It's always been the biggest problem with Mike Tomlin as a head coach in Pittsburgh. They play
out of their mind. Are you going to take Ryan Finley plus seven?
Listen, no Pounds. You just mentioned, I got no Pounds. I got no Juju Smith-Schuster. And the one thing we know about Miami and Cincinnati, guys, is are they terrible? Yes. Have they quit? Hell no, they haven't quit. You're talking about a team that went on the road in Oakland and lost by seven to a team that everyone thinks is going to be a possible playoff contender here with a rookie quarterback. They're not quitting. Neither of these two teams. In fact, it would make their season to be able to take on a division rival in Pittsburgh and say, you know what? We end up either beating them or they lose by a last-second field goal. They're not 100%. And this is exactly the kind of game Pittsburgh over the years. And we know what's going to happen, guys. The public money is going to come flowing. Oh, Cincinnati's terrible. Pittsburgh's going to. Yeah, well, this is probably going to be 7.5, 8 by the time kickoff comes on Sunday when we do Pro Football Today. The amount of money already, it's 70%, 75% of the tickets coming in on Pittsburgh. It's only going to get worse. That's a dangerous spot, a touchdown for a divisional matchup in such a weird spot because Pouncey, he's suspended, right? So now you lost
Done, unless there's appealing. I don't know if he's appealing and he could be on the field during appeal. But I think he's just going to take his medicine,
that's
right?
That's the thing to keep an eye on. Right, exactly. But they're banged up everywhere, like you said. And Miami, by the way, do you want to try out for running back for Miami? They're holding auditions today.
Gone, right? It's Bellage, and that's about it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Mark Walton, that was the big story down here yesterday, guys, that this this POS who went to the University of Miami, was a POS at the University of Miami, got drafted by Cincinnati, arrested three times in like a month and a half, and yet somehow or another ended up on the Miami Dolphins. And can I tell you something? The kid's got skills, man. I mean, the kid was lighting people up, man, in the backfield. Actually had a pretty promising career in the NFL as a running back, and voila. Now that's gone because he's alleged to have beat up his pregnant girlfriend or pregnant woman, I'm sorry, that told him on Sunday that he's the father of the child that she just found out she was pregnant. He returned the favor by coming. Yeah, he beat the living crap out of her, basically. So, and it's funny, we did not get the police report down here. The only thing we heard was Miami got so far in front of it that they immediately, as soon as we got off the air, it's blowing up my phone. They're like, hey, did you see what Miami released Walton? And I'm like, well, you know, because usually you get the police report first, then the team reacts after. No. Miami, we didn't even know what the hell it was. They just said police matter. Like, nobody knew what was going on, and then it came out. So Miami was not wasting any time. But what, 22 years old, you've already been arrested three times. You're being suspended for being a moron, and then now you just flushed your entire career down the drain. Congratulations. This guy's a winner, man, by all stretches of the imagination.
Yeah, so let's worry about what's there still instead of Walton, because like you said, he's obviously got some other issues, and I don't know that we need to spend any more airtime on him given whatever's going on out there.
What
that does see, and you know, Joe, you talk about with the Akron Zips, how it's like a close your eyes and grin and bear it, right? Well, Joe, that pretty much leaves Kalen Ballage and nobody else there, right, in the run game? Now, I'm not saying Kalen Ballage is a great back, okay? But remember a few weeks ago on Pro Football Today, I bet the over on his prop bet. Why? Because it was like 32 yards, and he was the only player there. So I'm saying now for fantasy purposes, okay, a lot of times, Joe, and you know I've been saying this, this is about opportunity. This is about touches. This is about volume. I don't think he's going to be great. But he's the only person there. He's going to touch the ball, Joe, 20 times. He's been doing some stuff in the receiving game. He has gotten in the end zone for the Dolphins, I think, the last 2 weeks in a row. So you could do worse on a fantasy pickup and a fantasy start if you're struggling with some guys. If you have Connor, who's out, right, or is up in the air, you have backs that are on bye this week, a Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler. You could do worse than Kalen Ballage. It's just another, you know, close your eyes special. That's all, Joe.
You might as well pick me up because I'll be down at the – they are holding tryouts. I wasn't kidding. They're actually holding tryouts for running backs here. So I will go down. I'll lace him up, man. We'll go ahead. Okay. I'll see if we can't get ourselves a game, a game check.
What's
there? Get out
time,
there.
Joe, these days?
That's, why not? Let's do it, damn it. I mean, obviously anybody can – I don't have an arrest record, so that's halfway – at least I'm better. I've been arrested 3 times, so – morons.
Well, that's because 7 years the statute runs out, right, Joe?
Yeah. I had to listen. There's a lot of truth to that too there, my friend. And the internet don't go back that far. Oh,
that's
my
right.
Word.
Well, they got it all on their record forever. Mm-hmm. Right. Some of that stuff that we did back in the day, you know, MySpace didn't catch it.
Yeah. That stuff never got converted over to the internet. They didn't have any sort of photocopies back then. We're good to go. Yeah, ridiculous. There is one game, though, that I bet early this week, and I would highly encourage those of you watching right now to run out and bet this.
Is it our squad?
Which one?
Is it our team?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we are taking the New York Jets this week, guys, to take down the Oakland Raiders, who are, without a doubt, one of the most overvalued, overhyped teams that we have seen, who they should have no business laying anything close to points as an away favorite in MetLife Stadium against this Jets team. You will see just how bad they are come Sunday. It all lies in value, guys. That's what we're talking about, right? It's perception versus reality. While the book knows, the perception of the Jets is they're a dumpster fire. The perception of the Raiders, they're 6-4. They're an A. If they're battling with the kid, they're going to be great.
Right.
Well, because they know exactly who the public. We've talked about this. They know who the public's going to bet. Bubba's going to bet the better team, 6-4. They're not. They're great. The Raiders are back. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about overvalued here. The Jets should be a 3-point favorite. That means I've got 5.5 points of value right now, Dane. I'll take the 2.5 points. I'll take them on the money line. The Jets will show you just how overrated the Oakland Raiders are this weekend. Bet them now. Bet them before the Sharps get in there and start hammering this and it gets back to even. Take the 2.5 points while you can, Dane.
Hey, Joe, it's even better than that. Our friends over at FanDuel still have it at 3, Joe.
Right.
All right, so that's where we want. It's at 3, and here's the other indicator. The VIG right now, the juice is -125. So that lets you know that they are about to go down to 2.5, and that's a hook. That's the half point that we truly care about, Joe.
Yep.
Get it now at +3. I completely agree with you, Joe. West Coast to East Coast, don't get it twisted. The Jets have the second-best run defense in the NFL, and you saw Josh Jacobs go off on Cincy. That was the worst run defense in the NFL. Okay.
Yeah.
This will be a different narrative. What happens if it's on Carr's arm? I'm not so sure. The West to East. And also, don't look now, Joe, but Sammy D has been all right in the last couple of games. Sam Darnold, maybe he's actually over the mono at this point and trying to save Adam Gase's job. But I'm with you, Joe. But you said at 2.5. At FanDuel, it's at 3. So if you like what we're saying, get it now and get that full field goal.
So let me give you some of the numbers to back this up so you guys don't think we are crazy. Oakland Raiders, 2-6 straight up and against the spread in the last 8 1 o'clock kickoffs on the road.
Yep.
Also, keep this in mind. They have played a ridiculous road-heavy schedule this year. And while they played 3 games straight at home, which is why they got to the 6 wins, they're 2-8 against the number in their last 10 away games overall, regardless of the start time. And, oh, yeah, these two teams, the home team, 8-2-1 against the spread the last 11 they have met. Take the damn points. Back the Jets. Don't be afraid of it. Go. Trust me. The better team here is the home team, despite the records. Don't believe the hype. The Raiders don't play well away from home. And the Jets, like you said, you know, this team got a 7-week unfortunate. It took them 7 weeks to get the team ready to go. Now they're in a little rhythm. They're home. And you got a West Coast team who is notorious for not covering and winning games at 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Yeah. I'm good. Give me the overrated. Give me the worst team, the New York Jets here.
Yeah. And listen, the Jets run defense. We'll see a different line out of Josh Jacobs on Sunday.
Big time. Yes, absolutely big time. All right, Morning After's next. Take the sips. We'll break that game down tomorrow for you. Dane Martinez, I'm Joe Ranieri. We'll make it rain. I promise you, enjoy the games tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss a
thing. I'm telling you, we were talking about yesterday how like, oh, we think it's back to the Pats, and you were like, listen, if it's anything like a business venture, he'll lose his social capital with the world. Yeah. Nah, Joe. No, we won't. No, we won't.
No.
I mean,
well,
this guy is untouchable.
Yeah, he's not hawking CBD oil or a new line of
pants.
It
doesn't matter what he's
pants.
Doing. He can do whatever he damn well pleases. I'm going to tell you something. I can think of only one other person on this planet, okay, that gets to, in essence, like, be themselves and be, like, lauded in society, right? And everyone's just like, that's the man right there. The one person I am going to compare him to that can do what Gronk is doing is Snoop Dogg.
But
Snoop Dogg is in movies like as himself, and he's just like, that's what Gronk is doing. He is just embracing the caricature of himself out there, and like, who can blame him? He's living his best life, Joe.
Snoop Dogg doesn't have the expectations of a fan base like Gronk has. Like, there is a significant portion. There's a significant portion of Patriot Nation this morning that is really, really. They had convinced themselves that he was coming back and that he was going to be playing. You know, Snoop Dogg's never going to let his fans down simply because him being Snoop Dogg, you know, Gronk in many people's eyes.
I'm just talking about like his persona that's out there. The persona that it's like so.
Well, listen, his persona is his persona. But I mean, he's got a significant portion of Patriot fans that really believe, what are you doing, dude? You can help us. You're a Patriot. You know, it's not like you're 45 and you can retire. Like, dude, come back and help us. We need, you know, like he's some sort of Superman character to them, right or wrong. But if he was 40, nobody'd care. But the problem is they all still think this dude can help them win a championship. And I don't know. He didn't rule it out ever. I do think he wanted to take a year off. Could Gronk come back still?
I guess
possible.
It could.
Yeah.
It could. But you know what I talk about, Joe, all the time with like a guy like Cam Newton, how he'll have other opportunities out there. You know what I mean? So why do it? Gronk is the embodiment of that, Joe, as we see, right? With a cruise ship, with a CBD line, with a techno music festival, for goodness sakes, right? Like, why does he have to do that? Look at him. The man is enjoying his life. Why would he do that? Well, because we as
fans give a crap about him enjoying his life.
We as fans want him to, but we have to get over ourselves as fans,
yes,
Joe.
Absolutely. That's but it's Patriot fans we're talking about. They don't get over anything. They never forget. They never forgive.
Are you kidding me?
They don't do I guarantee you there will be people boycotting anything Gronkowski's involved with now because he's screwed the Patriots.
Down there at Gronk Beach.
Screwed them. Miami Beach.
They're also in his getup.
He is just alienated a whole bunch of people in their mom's basement. He is not, they are not happy, man.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.